Podcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Good morning and welcome to the Giant Center in Hershey. This morning, WJPA Sports presents the PIAA Team Wrestling Tournament. Class AAA, third round consolations between Trinity and Connellsville, a rematch of last week's WPIAL championship match. I'm Mark Uriah, our WJPA Sports Network producer in our downtown Washington studios is Jacob Knisner. And our wrestling coverage today is brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, people you know, people you can trust. Sarah's Candy, supporting Pennsylvania wrestling for over 50 years. The Day Insurance Agency on East Maiden Street in Washington, on Main Street in Hickory, and online, dayinsurance.com. Angelo's Restaurant, celebrating family and tradition for 85 years, North Franklin Drive in Washington. Slovenian Savings and Loan, big enough to serve, small enough to care. Washington and Jefferson College, where changemakers get their start. Log on, washjeff.edu. CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation, an advanced surgical hospital. Good Orthodontics. Excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics. And the Chambers Insurance Agency, your third-generation independent insurance agency in downtown Washington, online at chambersinsurance.com. Again, this is a rematch of last week's WPIAL Team Championship match. Connellsville won it 33-32. We're going to start at 215 pounds, and we'll take a look at the starting lineups when we come right back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career path. Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands. Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Back here at the Giant Center in Hershey, let's check the starting lineups for you. The match is going to start at 215 pounds. We'll begin the pairings at 107. Trinity with Kai Bland and Mickey Horn both weighed in there. For Connellsville, Tommy Gretz and Nolan Rice. 114 pounds, Jacob Wright for Trinity. And at 114 pounds for Connellsville, Zach Franks. Trinity with two wrestlers weighed in at 121, Dom Canale and James Eakin. Connellsville has Landon Lynn weighed in at 121. 127 pounds, Frank Fedorchak and Zane Garner for Trinity. Chase Sparks and Trent Huffman both weighed in for Connellsville. Hillers have Devin Junko weighed in at 133 pounds. Alexander Pletcher, Kai Vielma both weighed in there for Connellsville. Hillers with Bear Bruckner and Blake Reiner both weighed in at 139. It's Parker Lembo and Julian Ruggieri both weighed in there for the Falcons. TJ Allison and Luke Poland both weighed in at 145 for Trinity. Dominic Black and Hunter Brown and also Evan Petrovich and Carter Wilson all weighed in at 145. We'll check that Wilson and Brown did not weigh in. They're on the sheet, but did not weigh in. 152 pounds, Jackson Bruckner and Rocco Machetta for Trinity. Colton Torek weighed in at 152 for the Falcons. 160 pounds, Ian Holub and Cale Nicolella both weighed in for Trinity. And Simon Ginnelly and Lonzi Vialma both weighed in for Connellsville. 172 pounds, Bodie Morgan for Trinity. Crew Harwell and Nicholas Rohal both weighed in there for Connellsville. At 189 pounds, Adam Watson weighed in for Trinity, Wyatt Hall and Cooper Lembo for Connellsville. 215 pounds, Hillers have Jason Minnie and Jalen Tinsley both weighed in there. Chris Cook for Connellsville, and at 285, Tyler Gallus for Connellsville. Hillers with two 285-pounders weighed in, and that includes Jace Banco and also Nicholas McAdams. So getting ready to go here. And, again, we're going to start at 215 pounds, and we'll get started with wrestling action when we come back to the Giant Center in Hershey momentarily here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Hi, this is attorney Robert West of Robert West Law. I want to congratulate Coach Ron Tarquinio, the staff, and the Trinity High School varsity wrestling team on a tremendous season. To the wrestlers, I've come to learn that the experiences you have on the mat will prepare you for any of life's challenges. Good luck in the Pennsylvania State Tournament, and congratulations on making Hiller Nation proud.
Hi, I'm Evan Chambers. My grandfather started the Chambers Insurance Agency in 1953. Now in our third generation, we're an independent insurance agency with coverage from Travelers, Safeco, Progressive, Nationwide, Encompass, and many other fine companies to offer the protection you need at the right price. We offer online convenience backed by personal attention. Explore your needs and risks online at chambersinsurance.com. Then sit down with us for protection and peace of mind. Chambers Insurance in Washington.
Orthodontics isn't just for children. Orthodontics is for everyone. Choose Good Orthodontics. Doctors Bob and Ron Good, board-certified specialists in orthodontics and facial orthopedics. Call for an appointment, 724-225-1114. Good Orthodontics, with offices in Washington, Mount Lebanon, and Pleasant Hills. See all the good a simple smile can do. Call Good Orthodontics, 724-225-1114. Excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Fallen in love with a house? Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
Captains meet at the center of the mat. They flip the disc. It looks like the Hillers won the flip. They won the flip last week as well. And again, we are going to start at 215 pounds. We'll see Hillers bump their lineup up last week, see if they do the same here. We'll know right away. Here at 215 pounds, Jason Minnie and Jalen Tinsley weighed in there, or will the Hillers bump Robbie Allison up? And it looks like Allison is coming out here for the Hillers. So about to get started here. Glad you're with us on 1450 AM, WJPA Washington, and online at WJPA.com. It is Allison for Trinity. And Chris Cook for Connellsville. Just underway. These two did meet in the championship match a week ago. And just was looking at last week's results. So many areas where things can change, assuming that the matchups are the same, and that's not always the case. Here's Allison in on an ankle. He's going to get both ankles and get the opening takedown. Allison beat Cookie 11-1 a week ago, so there you are right there. Allison got a major decision. You know, if you're a Cook, you want to minimize, save that team point. If you're Allison, you want to try to improve on it. I mean, there was an overtime match last week. There were numerous falls, and you just don't know that those same things are going to happen this week. And again, that's assuming that the matchups are going to be the same. Nearing the end of the first period here, and Robbie Allison with a 2-0 lead after one. Second period coming up when we come right back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Start of the second period, Allison of Trinity on the bottom, but he quickly reverses Cook. So Allison goes up 4-0. Check that. That was an escape and takedown for Allison. So he's up 5-0. Minute 20 to go in the first period as Allison rides here. Triple A Finals. 1 o'clock this afternoon, Bethlehem Catholic and Easton. That's a rematch of their district final. Bethlehem Catholic won that match by 1 point, so they'll meet for the AAA championship at 1 o'clock this afternoon. As far as these two teams are concerned, the winner of this match will wrestle Penridge. They lost in the semifinals to Easton last night. And then the winner, if you're Trinity and Connellsville, you got to win two matches here, 9 o'clock, 11 o'clock, to get to the third place match, which then would be at 1 o'clock. Allison still riding with a 5-0 lead, 37 seconds remaining in the second period here at 215 pounds. Allison has Cook broken flat to his stomach. 20 seconds to go in the period. Allison cross-facing up top. Cook works up to his knees. Allison works the left wrist, steps to the left side with 7 seconds to go in the period. Stalling on top against Allison. First call against him. So they'll come back to the center for the final 7 seconds of period number two. Cook sits off the whistle. Allison follows him around. 3 seconds to go in the period. Allison of Trinity will go to the third period with a 5-0 lead. We'll have it when we come right back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Hi, I'm Athena Saris. For over 50 years, Saris Candies has been helping groups like yours raise money. Kids' sports are getting more expensive with sign-ups, uniforms, and travel. The list goes on. Selling Saris Candies can help. With our reputation for quality and taste, Saris Candies practically sell themselves. We'll show you how easy it is. Call today, 1-800-255-7771. That's 1-800-255-7771. Or visit our website, sariscandies.com.
Start of the third period, Chris Cook of Connellsville takes bottom position. Allison gives him the escape and then takes Cook down. Allison then gives another escape. He's in on a single right on the edge. He's going to get another takedown. So 9-2 for Allison now. 7-point margin. Needs a margin of at least 8 to get a major decision. Cook stands up on the edge. Allison going to cut him loose for the escape. So 9-3. Still 1:10 left in the third period. Allison shoots to the left leg, doesn't get in deep. Tries again. Cook keeps him away from the legs. And we get a stalling call against Cook for backing away. First call against him. So stalling calls even at 1 apiece. They get back to work on their feet. Down to 43 seconds remaining in the third period. Allison shoots at the right leg, pulls it in. Reaches across, grabs the left leg, gets the takedown. Allison goes up 11-3, so in position to get a major now with 23 seconds remaining. Allison works the left wrist. And Allison has to be careful on top here because he does have a stalling call against him, and another one obviously would cost him a point and take away what right now would be a major decision and an extra team point. 5 seconds to go. Cook broken, flat to his stomach, now onto his hip, and time's going to run out. Major decision for Robbie Allison of Trinity to start the match 11-3. Hillers with a 4-0 team lead, and we will go to 285 pounds when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Hi, sports fans. This is Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory. This year, we are celebrating our 50th anniversary in business, serving the insurance needs of Washington County residents. Our clients have relied on us to deliver dependable, professional service throughout the years, spanning 3 generations of the Day family. Our clients know us because we live here. We want to say thank you to all who have supported us over the last 50 years. The Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory, proud sponsors of Washington County sports teams.
Jace Banco for Trinity, Tyler Gallus for Connellsville as we go to 285 pounds. 4-0 team lead for the Hillers after the major decision. And underway here at 285. Last week was a 7-3 decision for Gallus. They go out of bounds 16 seconds in. Again, 1 minute first periods here. Banco 1-7, and Gallus is going to take him down near the edge of the mat. Gallus 19-12. He's a junior. Banco a senior for the Hillers. Gallus breaks Banco flat to his stomach on the edge. 17 seconds to go in the first. Banco with his upper body outside the boundary, and Gallus driving into him. First period is going to end. 2-0. They've got the score wrong on the board there. They have Banco up. Gallus is up 2-0. Second period coming up when we come right back.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Escape and takedown for Tyler Gallus to start the second period. Got up to his feet and turned in and just drove Banco to the mat. Banco looked like he might go straight to his back, but he wisely was able to turn and get flat to his stomach when he hit the mat. Gallus now working out to the left side. Looked like he might be trying to get the short bar in. Now he turns Banco over and picks up the head, and there's the fall for Tyler Gallus of Connellsville. It comes in 1 minute and 44 seconds. So Gallus, after getting a regular decision last week, gets the fall here today. And it's 6-4 to Connellsville, 6-4 for Connellsville after 2 matches. We'll keep it here to go to 107 pounds. Expect Mickey Horn for Trinity. Connellsville last week sent out Tommy Gretz, also Nolan Rice there at 107. Rice last week bumped up to 114. It is Gretz and Horn again. Gretz won by fall last week in 4 minutes and 33 seconds. And right away, he takes Horn to the mat. Horn works up to his knees. 35 seconds left, first period. Gretz trying to bar the left arm. Now Gretz does get that bar in and a one-on-one on the right wrist. Trying to drive into Horn. And now he does turn him over with a back count coming. 17 seconds to go in the first period. Gretz trying to stack Horn up right on the edge of the mat. Horn trying to kick all the way through. And he is going to get out of bounds. We'll get near fall points, three of them for Gretz. Apparently just two near fall points. Well, the board shows 7-0 here for Gretz. And we're going to come to the end of the first period here. And we'll go with that score for Gretz, 7-0 after one. Second period coming up when we come right back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Start of the second period, Mickey Horn chooses neutral position, and Gretz spins behind for a takedown to go up 9-0. Gretz now, again, the bar in the one-on-one, trying to take Horn over to his back. Minute and a half to go, second period. Horn able to avoid that, gets up to his feet, and earns an escape. They'll go out of bounds. Board still showing 7-1. And I think I thought Gretz only had a 5-0 lead at the end of the first, but they had 7-0 up, and then with the takedown, they didn't put those two up on the board. So we'll go with it as it is, 7-1 again on the board. Horn works a front headlock here as he and Gretz drop to their knees, and they go to the edge and out with a minute and 1 second remaining in the second period. So back to work on their feet. Gretz shoots in. Still neutral here. Although Gretz with his body on top, now he's going to get the takedown. 40 seconds to go in the period. 9-1 for Gretz of Connellsville. Bars that left arm again. Trying to reach underneath and get that right wrist. Instead, he'll step to the side, grab the chin with that arm bar, and pull Horn back to the mat. 22 to go in the period. Horn fighting to try to avoid being pinned here. Gretz out to the side. Body perpendicular, trying to chin that near shoulder down. Now wraps around the waist. That left shoulder of Horn just barely upright now. 4 seconds to go in the period. And we'll get through the second period here. Should be three near fall points for Gretz. He'll lead 12-1 at the end of two. Third period coming up when we come right back.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal, one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsandLoan.com. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Choosing top position is Gretz of Connellsville, and he cross-faces Horn right to the mat early here in the third period. Horn, now as Gretz goes up around the head with a headlock, and he's going to get the pin. At 3 minutes and 21 seconds, Tommy Gretz of Connellsville adds 6 to the Falcons' total. They jump out to a 12-4 team lead. We'll have the 114-pound bout coming up when we come right back on the WJPA Sports Network.
For Italians, meals are a celebration of family and tradition. Angelo's Restaurant is now in its third generation, 85 years serving traditional and modern Italian dishes in a family-friendly atmosphere. Enjoy a meal with family and friends at Angelo's, Washington's original Italian restaurant, North Franklin Drive in Washington. Private parties welcome for special events. Party trays and catering available. Angelo'sRestaurant.com. Call 724-222-7120.
Nolan Rice bumps up from 107 for Connellsville to face Jacob Wright. 12-4 team lead for Connellsville after three bouts. Still scoreless here at 114. Rice won 7-4 last week when these two met. After stepping out of bounds with 30 seconds to go in the first period, they restart. And it's right in on the ankle. Picks Rice up. Rice drops a whizzer in as they fall back to the mat, and we get a whistle and an injury timeout as Rice came down awkwardly and appears to have injured his left ankle. So they'll take some time to look at him. Again, 14 seconds remaining in the first period. As they take a look at the Connellsville 114-pounder. And while they do that, we'll step aside. 12-4 Connellsville lead. We're back to the Giant Center in Hershey momentarily on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Hi, this is attorney Robert West of Robert West Law. I want to congratulate Coach Ron Torquinio, the staff, and the Trinity High School varsity wrestling team on a tremendous season. To the wrestlers, I've come to learn that the experiences you have on the mat will prepare you for any of life's challenges. Good luck in the Pennsylvania State Tournament, and congratulations on making Hiller Nation proud.
Rice okay after getting looked at, and now we come to the end of the first period. And scoreless after one here at 114 pounds. Rice will be on the bottom to start the second. Trying to get to his feet off the whistle. Second attempt. Rice does stand. Wright of Trinity right behind him, wrapped around the waist. Wright trips Rice forward and down to the mat. Early second period. Bout still scoreless. Team score 12-4 in favor of Connellsville. The winner gets Penridge, and they're going to have to come right back almost as soon as this match is over. 11 o'clock, the scheduled start time for the next round. And then the championship and third place matches at 1 o'clock. Wright of Trinity still riding here, has Rice broken flat to his stomach. Little over a minute to go here in the second. Double A championship match will feature a Bishop McCourt and Faith Christian, both semifinal winners last night. Rice of Connellsville gets to his knees. 45 seconds to go in the period. Wright of Trinity with the spiral ride. Now moves up off of that. Wright up a little bit high, but now drops his weight back. Now down to 20 seconds remaining in the second period. Rice on his knees, head down. 5 seconds to go in the second. This bout going to be scoreless going to the third period. Jacob Wright of Trinity, Nolan Rice of Connellsville. Third period coming up when we come right back.
Hi, I'm Evan Chambers from the Chambers Insurance Agency. We're now in our third generation of protecting you, your family, your home, and your business. We're people you know and people you can count on. With online convenience, too, at chambersinsurance.com. Click on Start Exploring to get an idea of where you're covered and maybe where you're not. Then sit down and talk with us. We're an independent insurance agency with a variety of companies to help you protect what's most important to you. Just click to get started. Chambersinsurance.com.
Start of the third period, Jacob Wright of Trinity on the bottom. And thought he had Rice up a little bit high, but Rice, difficult to see the combination that he has right here. Looks like Wright from underneath is asking for injury time. And we'll see if we get back points here. Looked like there was a count for Rice, and he indeed did get three near fall points. And now Jacob Wright going to need some injury time. But based on previous matchups, Connellsville a little bit ahead of where they were a week ago. And Rice beat Wright 7-4, and he leads 3-0 here in the third period. Wright just about ready to continue here with a minute 32 to go in the third. So the two come back into the center. And now off the whistle, we restart. Wright trying to get up to his feet. Rice had at least had one leg in, but appears to have lost that. Rice gets up, and Wright got up, and now I think he's going to be penalized. He came down to the mat hard. Wright did, and Rice, let's see what we're, a board showing 3-1 here. Yeah, they put the point up on the wrong side of the board. This is a penalty point against Jacob Wright. He was on the bottom. He stood up. There was no support on the mat for Rice, and then Wright came down hard to the mat, and I think Rice looked like he maybe hit shoulder first and was injured. And it's not really a slam, but it is a penalty against Jacob Wright. Wright sitting in the center of the mat. Looks like he's going to be okay. There's a minute 6 remaining in the third period. And Rice gets up to his feet, ready to continue. Again, he's on top, and with that penalty point now leads 4-0. So we resume third period action here. Wright of Trinity sits, now tries to push up to his feet. Rice up a little bit high, and with the legs in, no support on the mat, so potentially dangerous. They'll restart with 57 seconds to go. Wright trying to sit and turn. Rice stays with him. Rice looks like he's trying to go to maybe a cradle here, but he's up a little bit high around the head, and Wright trying to pull him over top and pop out the side door. But Rice still in control. 40 seconds to go. Rice does have a leg in. It's almost that side-by-side headlock type of look. Wright on his knees, reaches through to try to grab a leg, but Rice still very much in control. 19 seconds to go. Now Wright gets the leg free, rolls into a Peterson, and should get a reversal here. There it is to make it 4-2 with 12 seconds left. And now a couple of counts. I think there were two separate one counts, and now Wright is going to get a two count as we got down to 3 seconds to go. They go out of bounds. Jacob Wright gets two near fall points with that Peterson, ties the score at 4. Off the whistle, Wright with a roll, but time is going to run out. So 4-4 at the end of regulation. And now we'll go to sudden victory. First point of any kind wins here in this first minute. Wright shoots at the right ankle. Rice trying to sprawl back. Now Rice trying to work his body up on top, trying to lace a leg to get the takedown. He's got a leg wrapped around the waist. Rice doesn't have control just yet. And now he's going to get it. And he'll win 6-4 at 25 seconds of overtime. That will give Connellsville a 15-4 lead. And we will go to 121 pounds when we come right back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Orthodontics isn't just for children. Orthodontics is for everyone. Choose good orthodontics. Doctors Bob and Ron Good, board-certified specialists in orthodontics and facial orthopedics. Call for an appointment, 724-225-1114. Good Orthodontics, with offices in Washington, Mount Lebanon, and Pleasant Hills. See all the good a simple smile can do. Call Good Orthodontics, 724-225-1114. Excellence is a good choice. Choose good orthodontics.
Underway at 121 pounds, Dom Canale for Trinity, Zach Franks for Connellsville. 15-4, Connellsville leads after the first four bouts. This was the last bout last week, and the Falcons forfeited to Canale. Now Canale going to try to walk around behind after a shot, and Canale going to get the takedown on Franks before they go out of bounds. Canale, a sophomore, 32-8. Zach Franks of Connellsville, 20 wins, 10 losses. He is also a sophomore. Canale riding and now working his body up on top is Franks. And then, so he gets a reversal, but quickly Canale steps to the side, grabs a leg, and they end up trading reversals. So it's 4-2 for Canale, 5 seconds to go in the first period, and the two go out of bounds. So they'll come back into the center late here in the first period, just 3 seconds to go. Franks with a shoulder harness on. We're going to get a caution here on Canale for a false start. Official gets the two properly positioned. Frank's not going to be able to get free. The period will end. It's going to be 4-3 in favor of Canale of Trinity after one. Second period coming up when we come right back.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Yeah, they had 4-3 up on the board at the end of the first period, and I was curious as to where that third point came from for Zach Franks, and that was incorrect. They got it back to where it should have been, 4-2. Canale escapes to open up the second period, and we get a stalemate with the two on the edge. So with that escape, Canale leads 5-2, minute 27 to go in the second period, as they will now restart on their feet. 15-4 Connellsville lead after the first four bouts. Franks tries to drop down but doesn't really get an opening to shoot. Canale reached for a leg. Now out of a tie-up, Canale tries to trip Franks to the mat. Franks drops down to the left leg and locks on that. Canale picks up an ankle, flattens Franks to his stomach, but Franks still hanging onto that leg. But Canale going to force him off, spin behind, and get the takedown to go up 7-2 with 50 seconds to go in the second period. Canale has Franks broken flat to his stomach. Down to 35 seconds to go in the second. Canale riding and leading 7-2. Franks spreads out on his hands and knees, and they end up out of bounds with 27 seconds to go in the period. Wrestlers get positioned, and Franks, or I should say Canale, not properly positioned, going to pick up his second caution. Next one would cost him a point. Off the whistle, Franks wanted to stand, couldn't do that. Canale laces with the left leg. Canale breaks Franks to his stomach. 15 seconds to go in the period. Franks works to his knees. Canale trying to lace with both legs, and the second period will end. It's going to be 7-2 for Dom Canale of Trinity at the end of two periods. Third period coming up when we come right back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Fallen in love with a house? Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
Start of the third period, Zach Franks of Connellsville chooses neutral position, got in on a good shot, but drove Canale out of bounds before he could finish. Franks shoots again. He's in on the right leg. Canale trying to cross-face him off and get around behind. He steps over an ankle. Canale doesn't have the takedown just yet. There it is. That puts him up 9-2. Still a minute 15 to go in the third. Canale will cut Franks loose, so neutral. It's now 9-3. Referee stopped the bout and going to bring them back into the center. I did not think they were out of bounds. It's a shot by Franks. Canale tried to go to an underhook, and great counter there by Canale. Looked like Franks had him on his hip, was going to get the takedown, and somehow Canale recovers and spins behind, gets another takedown to make it 11-3. So Canale in position to get a major decision right now. Canale riding, trying to get legs in. Seconds to go. Canale breaks Franks flat to his stomach, reaches underneath, controls the right wrist. Franks unable to get up to his knees, down to 18 seconds left. And there's a stalling call on top against Canale. It comes with just 8 seconds to go. It's the first stalling call. So only 8 seconds to go. They come back to the center. Sit and turn by Franks off the whistle. 4 seconds remaining. Dom Canale going to win by major decision for Trinity, 11-3. That'll make the team score 15-8 in favor of Connellsville. 127-pound bout coming up on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
For over 50 years, Saris Candies has been an avid supporter of Pennsylvania wrestling. Hi, I'm Athena Saris. Call us today at 1-800-255-7771 to find out the 3 points that can earn your group the money you need. We'll show you how to pin to win with the Saris Candies fundraising program. We can't make you a state champ, but we'll help you raise the money to get there. Learn how easy it is. Call 1-800-255-7771 or visit our website at sariscandies.com.
127-pound matchup, Zane Garner for Trinity against Landon Lynn. Last week, Garner wrestled Chase Sparks, so this is the first matchup that we've had that has been different from a week ago. 15-8, Connellsville leads after the first five bouts. We're at 127 pounds. Lynn trying to snap Garner to the mat and spin behind. Garner in on the legs, though, now. Garner trying to pull that leg in. And we get a stalemate with 10 seconds to go in the first period. Landon Lynn, a sophomore for Connellsville, 14-9. Zane Garner, 21-10. He's a senior. You know, talking to Andy McYanko down below earlier today, Garner's one of the guys that he mentioned. He felt the team really started to come together in January and you know, kind of feel good. And he thought Garner was a big part of that. And I would agree, as Garner here in the second period starts on the bottom and escapes to take a 1-0 lead. Now Lynn spins behind for a takedown to go up 2-1. And now Garner going to take Lynn just kind of over to the side and pull him over and get a reversal. So Garner up 3-2. But Garner, a guy that you know, has really shown a lot of improvement this year. Garner, I mentioned he wrestled Chase Sparks last week, and Garner won by fall. He leads here 3-2 with a minute 12 to go in the second period. Wrestlers go to the edge and out of bounds. A minute 10 remaining in the second as they come back into the center. Off the whistle. Garner on his hands and knees. Lynn trying to bar the left arm. Garner was on his way up to his feet, but Lynn tripped him back to the mat. Garner now stands right on the edge. Lynn still has that left arm barred. And he drives Garner back to the mat with both arms barred. Garner now in trouble with double arm bars here. Actually, check that. It's Garner who got behind with those double arm bars, and he has Lynn on his back and in trouble. ...26 seconds to go in the period. Now going to get near fall points here for Garner. Three of them, and then a reversal. I'm sorry, no reversal. Garner with the near fall points, three of them lead 6-2. 8 seconds to go in the second period. Garner steps to the side. Lynn going to fight off a half. Nelson period will end. It's going to be 6-2 for Zane Garner at the end of two periods. Third period coming up on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Start of the third period, Landon Lynn of Connellsville wants neutral position. He shoots in on the legs of Trinity's Zane Garner. Garner sprawls back. Lynn hanging onto that leg. Garner reaching underneath, working on the head as well. Garner going to reach underneath and grab an ankle, and we'll get a stalemate with a minute 18 to go here in the third period. 15-18 lead for Connellsville after five bouts. Here at 127, Zane Garner with a 6-2 lead in the third period and neutral with Connellsville's Landon Lynn. Two just tying up right in the center. Garner drops down, shoots, not able to get to the legs, and now Lynn shoots to the legs of Garner, who reaches up over top, and Garner going to force Lynn off the leg, get behind, get a takedown, and go up 8-3. Again, I'm not sure where that third point came from for Lynn. Garner Now with Lynn getting to his feet, Garner right behind him. Garner picks Lynn up and sets him down with 22 seconds to go. Lynn outside the boundary. Garner trying to pull him back in. And they are out with just 10 seconds left. So back into the center with just 10 seconds to go. Lynn not able to get a quick move off the whistle. And Zane Garner of Trinity going to win 8-3 over Landon Lynn of Connellsville. Regular decision, going to make the team score 15-11 in favor of Connellsville. 133-pound bout coming up when we come right back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Kai Vioma at 133 pounds with an ankle pick on Trinity's Devin Junko to start the match. And now Vioma trying to work into a cradle. Had his hands locked, but only for a second or so. And Junko was able to break that cradle. Junko flat on his stomach. Vioma working with a crossface up top. Now drops back to a tight waist. Goes back to that crossface again. 30 seconds left in the first period. Junko trying to get up to his knees. He does, right on the edge of the mat. 20 seconds left in the first. And Vioma gets the cradle, but as he rocks Junko over to his back, the two go out of bounds. Kai Vioma, 30 wins, 4 losses. He is a freshman. Devin Junko, a freshman as well, 27-14 for Trinity. Records courtesy of PAWrestling.com. Vioma has Junko broken flat to his stomach. The first period will end, and Vioma is going to have a 2-0 lead after one. Vioma defers. Junko wants neutral position, and the second period is underway. So on their feet here to begin period number two. To work toward the edge of the mat. Fireman's attempt there for Vioma. He's going to take Junko down and roll him to his back. Junko trying to roll through. Back points coming. 4-0 with the takedown for Vioma. Vioma working with a crossface up top. He's Junko going to fight it off, get back over to his knees, but 3 near fall points for Vioma. He is up 7-0. 1:12 left in the second period. Vioma trying to get to that cradle. Junko flattens out on the bottom to prevent that. Junko now up to his knees. Vioma again trying to crossface his way into that cradle, but again Junko flattens out on the bottom. Vioma trying to go to a leg and a crossface, but not able to turn Junko over. 45 seconds to go in the second. Junko trying to get up to his knees. Is able to do that, and then Vioma just breaks him right back down with 30 seconds to go in the second. Vioma again trying to get the hands locked in the cradle. Not quite able to do that. Every time he gets close, Junko flattens out on the bottom. Now Vioma tried to pull the right arm across the chest. Couldn't turn Junko over that way. 5 seconds to go in the period. And we'll go to the third with Kai Vioma of Connellsville leading 7-0 over Trinity's Devin Junko. And Vilma wants neutral position to start the third, and they'll get right to it. Vilma drops down, reached for an ankle, didn't get it. Back up to their feet. Vilma controls the left arm, creates an opening, gets in on a double, and takes Junko down. 9-0 now for Kai Vilma. Early here in the third. 15-11 the team score. Connellsville leads after the first six bouts. Vilma again. He's got the right arm of Junko. Tried to pull it across underneath. There's a stalling call on Junko. That's the first call against him. Junko trying to get to his feet. Vilma drives him back down to the mat. Now Vilma going to give an escape to make it 9-1 with just under a minute to go. Vilma swipes at an ankle on the edge of the mat. Now gets to a double and drives into Junko and drives him out before Vilma can get the takedown. So 53 seconds left in the third. Kai Vilma with a 9-1 lead. And they restart on their feet. Vilma tying up the arms, goes down, gets to the legs, gets a takedown to go up 11-1, walks all the way out front on Junko and controls the head, and then the two go out with 37 seconds to go. Vilma's going to either go optional start or just give the escape. He'll just give the escape. So 11-2 now. Vilma still in position to get a major here, and he goes right in on the right leg, gets another takedown, and really solidifies that major. Now they go out with 26 seconds to go, 13-2 for Vilma of Connellsville, trying to extend a four-point Falcons team lead. As they come back to referee's position, Vilma going to give, this time he's going to go to the optional start, doesn't give the escape, walks around front, controls the head, and now gets back around behind. With 18 seconds to go. Tight waist for Vilma. Walks out front again and works on the head. Stalling call against Junko. And that's going to be a penalty point to make it 14-2, and that'll be the final score. Major decision for Kai Vilma to make the team score 19-11 in favor of Connellsville. 139-pound bout coming up when we come right back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Hi, this is Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory. Annuity rates have gone up recently. We are able to offer a 5% rate of return guaranteed for 3 years with no upfront fees or expenses. Your principal is safe and guaranteed as well, as it is not exposed to the ups and downs of the stock market. So if you are looking for a higher interest rate of return without the risk, call me at 724-228-3448 or stop by one of our offices in Washington and Hickory or online at dayinsurance.com.
It is Blake Reiner for Trinity. Falcons have not committed a wrestler just yet. Now that wrestler will head to the table and check in. A reminder, this match is presented under broadcast rights granted by the PIAA and is intended exclusively for the benefit of our listening audience. Any use, rebroadcast, or distribution of this match without the expressed written consent of the PIAA and WJPA Radio is strictly prohibited. The announcer is chosen and paid by WJPA Radio. All rights reserved. Copyright 2024. Still trying to get everything squared away down at the table. It is Julian Ruggieri for Connellsville against Blake Reiner here for Trinity at 139 pounds. Reiner won by major decision when these two met a week ago, 15-5. Ruggieri working a front headlock here, and Reiner up to his feet and pushes Ruggieri out of bounds. Just 22 seconds in. Seven bouts in, Connellsville with a 19-11 team lead. And a couple of points ahead of their pace from a week ago. And so far, all but one of the matchups have been the same as what we saw last week. Again, they defeated Trinity by 1 point a week ago. They also forfeited the final match. So the Hillers have to try to make up some ground. Here's Reiner in on a single, puts Ruggieri onto his hip. Ruggieri trying to hook underneath an arm, and he hangs on long enough so the period ends, and they are scoreless after one. Blake Reiner will start the second period on the bottom. Ruggieri just kind of leaned onto Reiner to start the period. And then they just started from there. Reiner quickly up and out with an escape. So he leads 1-0 early in the second. To work on their feet. Just tying up with one another. Reiner 37-3. He is a senior. The two-step out of bounds, minute 24 to go in the second period. Ruggieri, a junior for the Falcons, 24-10. Reiner drops and tries to reach for a leg, not able to get in deep. 1-0 for Blake Reiner, a little over a minute to go in the second period. He and Ruggieri work in a tie-up. Reiner shoots, gets to the edge, and is going to get the takedown just before they go out of bounds. Reiner kind of with the toes sliding across the out-of-bounds line, but getting the takedown to go up. And again, the board says 3-1. We're going to get a caution here on Reiner. Well, I just think they have had some issues down at the scorer's table down there. Again, the board shows 3-1, but I don't think that's correct. It should be 3-0. And the official going over there to check that. There have been a couple of times where they've had some issues with the score, and now they do get that corrected. It is 3-0. So now back into the center, and they restart. And, of course, as soon as they take that point off the board, Ruggieri is up and out for one. And now that now they put the point up on the board. So back to the neutral position, 33 seconds to go, second period. Reiner fakes a shot, now drops down to a knee, but doesn't get the opening he's looking for. These teams is going to have to win two matches to get to the third place bout. Waiting in the next round is Penridge. Penridge lost to Easton in the semifinals last night. And then the winner of that match will go to the third place bout. Reiner right on the edge of the mat again, gets in on a double, and again is going to keep the toes in bounds to get the takedown just before they go out of bounds. Now the question is, did the period end before the takedown? While they discuss that, we'll step aside and be back here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
After a lengthy discussion, it is ruled the time ran out in the period, so Reiner does not get the takedown. He leads 3-1 going to the third period. And Julian Ruggieri of Connellsville on the bottom, and he's up and out to start the third. So 3-2 and neutral now. As the two work on their feet. Arm drag attempt by Ruggieri, and Reiner able to turn back in and face him after he got turned around. Out of bounds, no takedown. 3-2 and neutral with a minute and a half to go in the third period. Ruggieri a little more aggressive here, coming after Reiner. Ruggieri pushes Reiner to the edge. And Ruggieri out of bounds as he took a shot at the Reiner's right leg. 106 to go in the third. Reiner leading by one. Trinity down 19-11. Seven bouts in. Reiner circles. Couple of taps. Now tie up. 45 seconds to go. Reiner drops down, unable to get behind, and now on their feet, Ruggieri gets behind Reiner. They fall to the mat, and Reiner goes to a roll and gets out of bounds. No takedown there. Ruggieri was close. A good job by Reiner as he was going to the mat. He went right into a roll to make sure Ruggieri didn't get that takedown. So now starting again on their feet. A one-point match with 30 seconds to go. Ruggieri pushes Reiner to the edge again. Reiner dropped down to an ankle, and the two out of bounds with 22 seconds to go. Ruggieri coming after Reiner. I was going to say, I was surprised Reiner hasn't been hit with a stalling call, and there it is. That's the first one. 13 seconds left. Reiner a little more defensive, especially in this third period, than we normally see him. Time going to run out, and Reiner going to win 3-2. So that will make the team score 19-14 in favor of Connellsville. 145-pound bout coming up when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
145-pound matchup. It's T.J. Allison for Trinity and Evan Petrovich for Connellsville. Last week, Hillers went with Luke Poland. But today, against Petrovich, it's T.J. Allison. And I want to check here. As these two work on their feet. Scoreless here so far. Two tie up with one another. And Petrovich going to get behind Allison now, still on their feet. Petrovich will now trip Allison to the mat to get the opening takedown, and the first period will come to an end. 2-0 for Petrovich of Connellsville after one period. And we'll start the second with Allison on the bottom. Petrovich going to go optional start and give the escape, so 2-1. So back to working on their feet. There was a team point deduction. I just wanted to double check that. There was a team point deduction for Connellsville. So it is now 18-14. And that was on the Kai Vielma match. So it is 18-14. As we are now into the second period here for Petrovich, he got a takedown to go up 4-1. Allison to his knees with 40 seconds to go in the second period. Allison trying to push himself up to his feet, but not able to do that as we're under 30 seconds to go in the second. Petrovich with a 4-1 lead, and the two are out of bounds. So they'll work their way back into the center with 25 seconds to go in the second period. Jay Allison trying to get up to his feet, but Petrovich doing a good job of keeping him on the mat. 15 seconds to go in the second. And time going to run out in the second. It's going to be 4-1 for Evan Petrovich of Connellsville. Third period at 1:45 coming up when we come right back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal, one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsandLoan.com. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Start of the third period, Evan Petrovich of Connellsville chooses neutral position. He leads 4-1. Again, the team score 18-14 in favor of Connellsville after a team point deduction. And stalemate called. So Allison and Petrovich resume action here. Petrovich gets to the right ankle of Allison. Allison wrapping around the waist. Petrovich keeps driving, gets around behind, gets both ankles and the takedown. So 6-1 for Petrovich of Connellsville. Glad you're with us on 1450 AM, WJPA Washington, online, WJPA.com. Petrovich going to give Allison an escape to make it 6-2. They're neutral now. Down to 40 seconds left in the third period. Petrovich pushes Allison toward the edge. Allison turns back in toward the center. Now they break out of a tie-up. Petrovich long and lean for a 145-pounder. As we're down to 14 seconds to go. Looks like it's going to be a 6-2 win here for Petrovich. Shoots in on a late takedown attempt here, but time going to run out. 6-2 for Petrovich of Connellsville, the winner at 145. Going to make the team score 21-14. And we'll have our bout at 152 pounds when we come right back on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
For Italians, meals are a celebration of family and tradition. Angelo's Restaurant is now in its third generation, 85 years serving traditional and modern Italian dishes in a family-friendly atmosphere. Enjoy a meal with family and friends at Angelo's, Washington's original Italian restaurant, North Franklin Drive in Washington. Private parties welcome for special events. Party trays and catering available. Angelo'sRestaurant.com. Call 724-222-7120.
Jackson Bruckner for Trinity, Colton Turek for Connellsville. Turek wrestled Allison at 152 last week. So it's Bruckner and Turek here today. Falcons lead 21-14 with four bouts to go. Shot by Bruckner gets to a double, drives into Twerik, who does a nice job of kind of rolling through and wrapping Bruckner around the waist before he could finish, before they went out of bounds. So still scoreless here. Twerik pushing into Bruckner, pushes him toward the edge of the mat, and now outside the boundary, and they're both out with 13 seconds to go in the opening period. So they'll restart. Turek goes around the head. 3 seconds to go in the period. This one going to be scoreless after one. Bruckner with choice, and he'll start the second on the bottom. Off the whistle. Roll attempt there, trying to get up to his feet was Bruckner, and then a roll, but turned back underneath. Minute 23 to go in the second period. Bout is scoreless. Jackson Bruckner of Trinity up to his feet. Colton Turek of Connellsville picks him up and sets him down. Bruckner trying to get up to his knees. Turek is working on the right arm and almost walked all the way out front. Now gets back around behind. ...42 seconds to go in the second period. 21-14 Connellsville lead. The bout here at 152 is scoreless. Turek breaks Bruckner down. Bruckner back to his knees, but has not been able to do much. Turek has been tough on top. 14 seconds to go in the period. Bruckner tried to roll, but the period will end. It's going to be scoreless after two. Turek will have choice going to the third period. We'll have it when we come right back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Hi, this is attorney Robert West of Robert West Law. I want to congratulate Coach Ron Tarquinio, the staff, and the Trinity High School varsity wrestling team on a tremendous season. To the wrestlers, I've come to learn that the experiences you have on the mat will prepare you for any of life's challenges. Good luck in the Pennsylvania State Tournament, and congratulations on making Hiller Nation proud.
Start of the third period, Colton Turek chose bottom position. Jackson Bruckner gave the escape before we begin the third, so 1-0 for Turek and neutral here early third period. Turek fakes a shot, fakes again. Comes in to tie up. Turek shoots, gets to the left leg of Bruckner, wraps around the waist and trips Bruckner to the mat. Takedown for Turek puts him up 3-0 with a minute 22 to go. Now Turek spins Bruckner to the mat after Bruckner had gotten to his feet. One minute to go in the third. Colton Turek of Connellsville riding and leading 3-0, trying to add to a 7-point Falcons team lead. Bruckner sits and turns, but Turek follows him around, controls the left wrist. And now Bruckner up and out for one. So 3-1 and neutral with 30 seconds left. Bruckner shoots, driving, trying to get in deep, and he comes down on top of Turek, but not until after they get outside the boundary. So no takedown. 22 seconds left. Shot by Bruckner. Couldn't get in deep. Hiller coaches urging Bruckner to keep pushing here, but Turek spins behind and then picks Bruckner up, sets him down, gets the takedown. Turek with a 5-1 lead. All the scoring coming here in the third period. And time's going to run out. It's going to be a 5-1 win for Turek, and that will make the team score 24-14 in favor of Connellsville. Three bouts to go. We'll go to 160 pounds when we come right back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Hi, I'm Evan Chambers. My grandfather started the Chambers Insurance Agency in 1953. Now in our third generation, we're an independent insurance agency with coverage from Travelers, Safeco, Progressive, Nationwide, Encompass, and many other fine companies to offer the protection you need at the right price. We offer online convenience backed by personal attention. Explore your needs and risks online at chambersinsurance.com. Then sit down with us for protection and peace of mind. Chambers Insurance in Washington.
160-pound matchup, Wanzi Vielma for Connellsville, Cale Nicolella for Trinity. And now the matchups of the rest of the way likely to be different than they were a week ago. Scoreless here, 25 seconds in. Vielma tries to take a shot, but drives Nicolella out of bounds with that shot. Vielma, two-time state qualifier, one win short of a medal a year ago, I should say. Nicolella trying to fight off a front headlock situation here. And now, well, Vielma had a good shot at the left leg, but Nicolella was able to fight that off. And they go to the edge of the mat. Vielma drives Nicolella out of bounds with that shot. Cale Nicolella, a senior, 21-10. Wanzi Vielma, a junior, 27-5 for the Falcons. There's the end of the first period. No score. They'll start the second with Vielma of Connellsville on the bottom. Vielma turning to the side, coming around, and now grabbing a leg of Nicolella and driving Nicolella to the mat. So reversal for Lonzi Vielma. He leads, escape and takedown. They rule that. So 3-0. And out of bounds with a minute 41 to go. Second period now coming back into the center. Off the whistle, Nicolella trying to get to his feet. He does, and Vielma was having a hard time controlling him, so he pretty much cuts Nicolella loose. So 3-1 and neutral, minute 25 to go, second period here at 160 pounds. Falcons lead by 10, 24-14. So a win here by Vielma would all but clinch it for the Falcons as they go out of bounds. Two bouts to go after this one. Vielma works a front headlock. Now trying to walk around behind Nicolella. Nicolella getting back up to his feet. Vielma out to the right side. They fall to the mat and a roll by Nicolella. Vielma comes down on top but out of bounds, so no takedown. 54 seconds to go in the second. And I think we might be getting a blood timeout here for Cale Nicolella. Taking a look at some of the other action here. as all three WPIAL teams are in this third round of consolations. Obviously, Trinity and Connellsville wrestling in the match that we have here. Franklin Regional is wrestling Central Dauphin, and Franklin Regional has a 23-20 lead in that one. That is at 160 pounds. And now we get back to action here with Vielma going in on a double. And he's going to take Nicolella down with 34 seconds to go in the second period. So 5-1 here for Vielma as they go out of bounds now with 28 seconds remaining in the second. So back to referee's position. Vielma off the whistle, cross-facing, and trying to work through the legs and get a cradle in. 17 seconds to go in the period. Vielma has the cradle. He's going to take Nicolella over to his back, and he's going to get the fall with 12 seconds to go in the second period. 2:48, time of the fall for Lonzi Vielma, and that's going to put Connellsville up 30-14 with two bouts to go, and all but clinch it for the Falcons. We'll go to 172 pounds when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Orthodontics isn't just for children. Orthodontics is for everyone. Choose good orthodontics. Doctors Bob and Ron Good, board-certified specialists in orthodontics and facial orthopedics. Call for an appointment, 724-225-1114. Good Orthodontics, with offices in Washington, Mount Lebanon, and Pleasant Hills. See all the good a simple smile can do. Call Good Orthodontics, 724-225-1114. Excellence is a good choice. Choose good orthodontics.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Fallen in love with a house? Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
For over 50 years, Saris Candies has been an avid supporter of Pennsylvania wrestling. Hi, I'm Athena Saris, and over the years, we've helped thousands of groups and organizations raise money to purchase fan uniforms, playground and sports equipment, and more. Call Saris Candies today to see how your group can easily earn money to support your cause. Call 1-800-255-7771. That's 1-800-255-7771. Or visit our website, sariscandies.com.
Connellsville forfeits the final two matches, so 30-26 going to be the final, and you know, good strategy there. Connellsville potentially is clearly going to wrestle one more match and maybe two, so no sense in sending a couple of guys out there that that you're going to need if you're going to try to get to that third place match. So Bill Swink, the head coach, choosing to forfeit the last two matches to the Hillers. And that will get us to a final score of 30-26. I know Bodie Morgan took the first forfeit, Adam Watson taking the second forfeit for Trinity. Just making an announcement here that Lonzi Vielma, with his victory, that was the 100th of his career earlier in that match. So 30-26, the final score. Connellsville, for the second week in a row, defeats Trinity. And that will put the Falcons against Penridge into the fourth round of consolations. Mentioned Franklin Regional. They are now trailing Central Dauphin 29-23. And they are in the last match at 189 pounds. The winner there is going to take on Central Mountain in the other AAA fourth-round consolation match. Let's recap the match here, which started at 215 pounds. Robbie Allison for Trinity bumping up to 215 pounds, and he won a major decision over Connellsville's Chris Cook, 11-3 the score. Trinity had a 4-0 team lead. Then at 285, Tyler Gallis of Connellsville with a pin over Trinity's Jace Banco in 1 minute and 44 seconds. That put the Falcons up 6-4, and they did not trail from that point on at 107 pounds. It was Tommy Gretz of Connellsville pinning Mickey Horn of Trinity in 3 minutes and 21 seconds to make it 12-4, 114 pounds, an overtime win for Nolan Rice, 6-4 in 25 seconds of overtime over Trinity's Jacob Wright to make the team score 15-4. 121 pounds, Dom Canale with a major decision for Trinity over Zach Franks, 11-3 the score, made the team score 15-8. Then at 127 pounds, Zane Garner of Trinity with an 8-3 win over Landon Lynn of Connellsville. That made the team score 15-11 in favor of the Falcons. 133 pounds, Kai Vioma with a victory over Trinity's Devin Junko. And there was a team point deduction after that 5-1. After that victory, that was 14-3, a major decision, but a team point deduction made it 18-11. Hillers then got a win from Blake Reiner 3-2 over Julian Ruggieri at 139 pounds to make it 18-14. 145 pounds, Evan Petrovich of Connellsville, a 6-2 win over TJ Allison of Trinity to make it 21-14 for Connellsville. Colton Turek at 152 defeated Trinity's Jackson Bruckner 5-1 to make it 24-14. And then Lonzi Vioma with his 100th win, getting it by fall over Kale Nicolella at 2 minutes and 48 seconds. That clinched it for Connellsville, 30-14 at that point. Falcons then forfeited to Bodie Morgan at 172 and as well to Adam Watson at 189 to get us to our final score of 30-26. We'll check on that Franklin Regional Central Dauphin match, which is down to its final bout. And try to get the couple of AA third-round consolation scores as well. We'll do all of that when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Hi, sports fans. This is Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory. This year, we are celebrating our 50th anniversary in business, serving the insurance needs of Washington County residents. Our clients have relied on us to deliver dependable, professional service throughout the years, spanning three generations of the Day family. Our clients know us because we live here. We want to say thank you to all who have supported us over the last 50 years. The Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory, proud sponsors of Washington County sports teams.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Checking a couple of other scores here. First, the 2AA third-round consolation bouts. They are now final. Notre Dame Green Pond 36-21 over Warrior Run. Then Notre Dame Green Pond will take on Chestnut Ridge in the AA fourth round of consolations. And Reynolds, a 42-19 winner over Montoursville. Montoursville will face Bishop McDevitt in the AA fourth round of consolations. Here in AAA, of course, Connellsville defeats Trinity 30-26. Connellsville going to take on Penridge in the fourth round of consolations. And Central Dauphin with a 29-23 lead over Franklin Regional. And they are in the final bout at 189 pounds. And 6-point lead there. So Connellsville, I should say Franklin Regional, is going to need a pin from Henry Patz over Cole Ramberger in the final bout that's going on right there. It's in the third period. Patz of Franklin Regional is riding with a minute 15 to go, but he's going to need to get a fall just to tie the score and then go to tiebreakers and see who would advance there. So Central Dauphin basically just has to avoid getting pinned, and not knowing what the tiebreaker situation is there, won't speculate. But Central Dauphin just needs to not get pinned in the final minute and 7 seconds that remain there to advance against Central Mountain in the other AAA fourth-round consolation match. We do have an outstanding wrestler award that we want to give away, and that's our last piece of business. So we'll think about that and take care of that and get that for you when we come back to the Giant Center in Hershey here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
City College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Looking back at the Connellsville, a 30-26 win over Trinity. I'm trying to figure out who we give the Outstanding Wrestler Award to, and we do get a final as Pats of Franklin Regional is going to win the bout, but Central Dauphin is going to win the match. I believe that's going to be a 29-26 final score. And Central Dauphin will face Central Mountain in the next round of consolation. So just looking at the match here for Trinity and Connellsville, it is a 29-26 final for Central Dauphin. Trying to pick an outstanding wrestler, go to the 114-pound bout that was early on, but, a six-point, a potential six-point swing, you go to the overtime bout between Nolan Rice and Jacob Wright. That put the overtime win by Rice with a takedown with 25 seconds to go, or 25 seconds gone in the overtime to defeat Wright. If that goes the other way, then it's a 12-7 Connellsville lead instead of a 15-4 Connellsville lead. And, of course, a lot happens after that. But, that's one that easily could have gone the other way. And you don't know where things go from there. So we'll give the Outstanding Wrestler Award to Nolan Rice of Connellsville. And the Outstanding Wrestler Award is brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. So coming up 30 minutes from now, they will have both the AA and AAA fourth-round consolation matches, two in each classification, and then the fourth-round consolation winners will wrestle for third place. The finals obviously set with the semifinals last night in AAA. Bethlehem Catholic will take on Easton. Bethlehem Catholic defeated Easton by 1 point earlier this year, and that was in the District 11 championship match. So Bethlehem Catholic and Easton will match up again for the state championship at 1 o'clock. That's in AAA. The AA championship match, Bishop McCourt will take on Faith Christian. So that'll wrap up our wrestling coverage here from the state team tournament here at the Giant Center in Hershey. We want to thank coaches on both sides for helping out, and also Jacob Knisner, our Washington studio producer. Final score, as Trinity's dual meet season comes to an end at 13-3. First Hiller's appearance in this team tournament since 2002, and although coming up a little bit short, represent themselves certainly very well. Connellsville moves on with a chance still to finish as high as third place. And our final score, Connellsville defeats Trinity 30-26. Our wrestling coverage today and throughout the weekend for Trinity, sponsored by the Chambers Insurance Agency, your third-generation independent insurance agency in downtown Washington, online at chambersinsurance.com. Good Orthodontics. Excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics. Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation, an advanced surgical hospital. CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. Washington and Jefferson College, where changemakers get their start. Log on, washjeff.edu. Slovenian Savings and Loan, big enough to serve, small enough to care. Angelo's Restaurant, celebrating family and tradition for 85 years, North Franklin Drive in Washington. The Day Insurance Agency, on East Maiden Street in Washington, on Main Street in Hickory, and online at dayinsurance.com. Sarah's Candy, supporting Pennsylvania wrestling for over 50 years. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, people you know, people you can trust, and Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Well, thank everybody here at the Giant Center, Dr. Bob Lombardi, for his assistance as always, and Mark Byers as well. Guys go out of their way to make sure we have everything we need, and we certainly appreciate that. Dan Strawhecker, too, here at the Giant Center, basically in charge of the facilities and helps us out with anything that we need up here, and always just a phone call or a text away. Appreciate what he has done for us as well. So on to the individual tournaments. So we'll have AA action next week. Keep an eye on our sports page at WJPA.com for all our upcoming sporting events. And we'll have college basketball for you tonight at 5:45 here on 1450 AM with Baylor at Kansas. Of course, Super Bowl 58 tomorrow here on WJPA AM, Chiefs and San Francisco 49ers, in case you didn't know. But our coverage starts at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon with the NFL Super Bowl preview and a whole bunch of different programs to lead you up to Super Bowl 58 kickoff from Las Vegas, and we'll have all of that here on 1450 AM tomorrow as well. Final week of the high school basketball regular season. Pairings announced next week. We'll have plenty of high school basketball playoff action for you. Again, keep an eye on our sports page at WJPA.com. Everything that we have coming your way, you'll be able to find there and listen on air and as well as online. Final score, Connellsville eliminates Trinity 30-26 here at the PIAA Team Wrestling Championships. I'm Mark Uriah. Thanks for being with us. This has been a presentation of the WJPA Sports Network.